You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Pope Francis on Wednesday drew attention during his general audience to two commemorations being promoted by the United Nations in the coming days. The International Anti-Corruption Day is on December 9th, and Human Rights Day is observed the following day, December 10th. Pope Francis said these two realities are closely linked, with corruption being the negative aspect which must be fought, and human rights being the positive side which must be promoted.
Iniziamo oggi una nuova serie di catechesi sul tema della speranza cristiana.
Also at his general audience on Wednesday, Pope Francis began a new series of catecheses on Christian hope. In our times, which seem so dark, the Pope said, we often feel lost in the face of the wickedness and the violence that surround us. We may even feel discouraged because we feel powerless, and it seems the darkness might never end. But we should never give up on hope, he continued, because God, with his love, journeys with us. He does not leave us alone, and the Lord Jesus has overcome evil and opened up the path of life.
E allora, in particolare, in questo tempo di avvento, che è il tempo della testa.
It's important to reflect on hope during this season of Advent when we prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas. Pope Francis based his reflection primarily on a passage from Isaiah in which God tells the prophet first to console his people and then to make straight the path of the Lord.
Perché il popolo a cui il profeta si rivolge stava vivendo in quel tempo la tragedia dell'esilio a Babilonia.
This prophetic message was addressed to the people of Israel when they were living the tragedy of the exile in Babylon, when they had been taken out of their own land and deprived of their freedom and dignity, and even their trust in God. But the call of the prophet, the Pope said, opens their hearts anew to faith. It is precisely in the desert that they hear his call. It is precisely there that a new journey can be made in order to return not only to their homeland, but to God. This passage, Pope Francis continued, was the starting point for the preaching of John the Baptist, a voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. In Jesus' time, the Israelites were once again living a kind of exile, living as strangers in their own land because of the oppression of the Romans. But it's not the powerful who make history, the Pope continued. Rather, history is the story of what God has done, together with his little ones, people like Zechariah and Elizabeth, Mary, the shepherds, the simple, humble people who gathered around Jesus at his birth.
Sono i piccoli resi grandi dalla loro fede, i piccoli che sanno continuare a sperare.
These are the little ones, Pope Francis said, made great by their faith, the little ones who know that they must keep hope alive. Let us allow ourselves then, Pope Francis concluded, to teach hope, to faithfully await the coming of the Lord, and whatever desert we might have in our life will become a flowering garden. I'm Christopher Wells.